Officer believes the man clearly was on some very, very powerful drugs.
That's right, Cynthia. The Fraternal Order of Police president tells me this crop of LSD is a major threat to police officers as well as the rest of us. He says it turns normal people into monsters that possess this superhuman strength and no ability to feel pain. He believes that's what was behind the incident that unfolded here Saturday in broad daylight just off the MacArthur Causeway.
When the police approached him, he turned around and growled and kept attacking the victim on the floor.
That's when he says the officer shot him.
The initial shots had no effect. He had to repeatedly shoot him about four times until the man collapsed.
The naked attacker now dead on the sidewalk. There he is on the left. His now faceless victim lay on the ground next to him, likely writhing in pain as sources say he no longer had eyes or a nose.
I can only imagine, and by talking to the officer, I see that he's totally traumatized. It was like something out of a horror movie.
Aguilar says this is the worst out of about four similar cases in Dade County to happen recently. In other incidents, the people have admitted to taking a new strain of what they're calling bad LSD.
Their body temperature reaches such a high degree that they have to take all their clothes off because they're basically melting from the inside.
He says that was a case just blocks away on Bayshore Drive. That was in March when a bloody naked man who had been hit by a cab growled at police and showed superhuman strength when they tried to help him.
There was more than 10 or 15 officers on the scene, and even after they tasered the man two or three times, he was still able to take a baton away from one of our officers and severely damage her arm.